If you're anything like me, or even if you're not, I'm sure you know somebody who is, people pleasing is a real struggle. We just care what other people think. And sometimes it's a little too much, where we might make decisions based on how that will impact other people's opinions of us or their feelings. And often it's at our own personal expense. And that's tough. So today I want to talk about why you need to be selfish and how I've learned and am constantly implementing being more aware and accepting and reminding myself that it's okay to be selfish. I'm not hurting other people, and it's not my responsibility to always make sure that people are happy, whether in a situation or with me. I matter just like you do, and we need to honor our priorities and honor our feelings. And we need to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves, not just others. So if you can relate, or anyone you know just popped in your head, this is going to be a great episode for you. Let's dive in.
Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits.
Before we jump into this episode, I first want to say, if people pleasing is a thing that you have experienced in your life as a struggle, know that I'm right there with you. This isn't quote unquote an attack on you. This isn't anything of that nature. This is coming from my personal experience as well as from people in my life. So very relatable. And if you also just feel that you have things you need to talk through, or there's certain situations where you're like, this is where I struggle with it the most. It could be social events, it could be with family, it could be really anything, the workplace, you name it. You can go to my website, shannonmarquita.com, that's M-A-R-Q-U-E-T-A, and you can book a one-on-one. We can talk through what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, what you feel really causes some of the biggest struggles for you. And then we can brainstorm so that when you find yourself in those situations, well, how you can try to not find yourself in those situations and how to better navigate them. So always know that that is there for you as an option now, in the future, as well as booking multiple sessions. I have people that want to book more than one so that we can talk through steps and real life experiences and reflect on them. So be sure to go to shannonmarquita.com, book your one-on-one or series of one-on-ones, and we can work through that together. Now, diving in, people pleasing is a real thing. Trust me, I have encountered it most of my life, and it comes about for a lot of different reasons, but that is not the focus of this episode. This episode, I want to talk to you about why you need to be selfish and why you need to be okay with allowing yourself to do that. Not to feel guilty, not to worry so much about what other people are thinking and feeling that you continue to compromise your own health and well-being, because you do matter. So some things I want to talk about are the fact that there is a good selfish and unhealthy selfish. So obviously what we are talking about is the healthy version. We've all experienced unhealthy versions of selfishness. So people who just take our things, or who don't mind sacrificing relationships or friendships that you feel mattered in order to get or accomplish something that was important to them, or who just might not show up for you when you thought that the relationship really mattered because, hey, a better offer came along. So those are examples of unhealthy selfishness, and that is certainly what we are not talking about today. So know that if you think of examples like that, put those aside, because what we are talking about today are healthy versions of selfishness. So some examples would be, hey, I can't go grab dinner tonight because I already scheduled some quiet time with myself to honor my priorities. That could look like a workout. That could look like time with your family. It could be all sorts of examples, but there will always be offers that come up that are really great. Could be friend time, could be experiences. And there are times to say yes, because they might be a once in a lifetime and your family and friends will understand those opportunities. But often it's things that can be rescheduled. So a dinner or an event that you are invited to, those are going to be coming up all the time throughout your life. And we have to get in the habit of knowing it's okay to say no, because I already have something planned that mattered to me and was important. And I need to honor my commitments and my boundaries that I've created for me and for my family. And so that is a healthy version of selfishness, of saying no to other people, knowing that you don't have to rationalize it or explain it. You don't need them to validate it. If you decide to give them a reason, that is okay. And that's very kind of you. But ultimately, the reason you're saying no, you need to be at peace with, because you are saying no in order to honor things that are important to you. That is a healthy version of selfishness, because you have to remember, yes, we care about others, especially if we have any just ounce of people pleasing in us. We do care for others immensely. And not only do we care for them, we care about them and we care about how they view and think of us. And so what we need to do is remember that in order to better serve others, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to be in a good place physically. If we're sick, right, we can't show up for others that we care about in ways that are present and valuable and loving. And if we're stressed and exhausted and anxious and irritable, all the things, right? We can't serve others because we're not coming from a healthy place. So yes, physically, maybe we're present, but we in a little ways are also resentful because we're not doing the things that we wish we were doing or know that we should be doing. We're sacrificing what's important to us, like our fitness or good health or quality of sleep, amount of sleep, all the things, because we're showing up for others, but we're not actually in a place to be able to do that. So good job, you're present, but are you happy about it? Like, are you sincerely there and are you grateful to be there? Or are you present and people can tell, ooh, it might have actually been better if they didn't come because they're being kind of stinky. So those are things to keep in mind about honoring your priorities, taking care of yourself and rest. And even if you're not sleeping, rest looks like a lot of different things. It looks like some quiet time. It looks like recharge at home, maybe doing the laundry that has built up or dishes, maybe going for a walk, doing your workout, just having some outside time to get some sun or gardening, whatever you enjoy doing. It's just things to fill your cup back up, because when we're constantly go, go, go and doing all the things for other people, and that could look like work, that could look like serving our family, which those are great priorities. Trust me, I love my family immensely, but we show it better when we're also taking care of ourselves. So it's making sure when we're doing our schedule for the week, where can I block off time to make sure that I'm regrouping, refueling, recharging, so that I can show up as my best self for the people that I care about and love in really good, healthy ways. Because taking care of you is necessary. It's a non-negotiable. The more you treat it like it's negotiable and it's an option, the more you're going to see different experiences and interactions really start to suffer. I notice this personally in my life when I catch myself basically apologizing at every turn. So I might have some sort of exchange verbally, or I might be helping with some sort of project or task, or showing up to a family event, a get together, whatever, friends. And even though I'm there and I'm doing whatever it is that the task or activity is, I'm not in a good place. So the exchanges or things I might say, they're not how I want them to be. They're not always kind or filled with love or with a good positive perspective. They just have that negative taint and attitude to them. And even as they're happening, I'm thinking to myself, like, stop talking like this, stop behaving that way. But I'm just so tired or exhausted or stretched thin. And that's what's coming out. And I always apologize. And I'm so grateful for the people in my life. And I pray that you have them in yours too, where forgiveness is never ending. And I try to be that way as well for others, because I know I found myself in those situations. But they happen when we're not selfish and able to regroup. And so we're exhausted and we're irritable and we're not nice. And so we apologize a lot because those experiences and exchanges aren't what we want them to be. So yes, we're present. Yes, we're honoring our commitments when we said to show up, but we're trying to do everything and be everywhere, and people aren't getting our best because of that. So you need to figure out, what are you okay to say no to? What activities or get-togethers are you okay to miss? Or what projects at work can you maybe delegate or not do the whole thing? Just give pieces away to lighten your load. How can you get some sanity and peace back and be selfish with your time, realizing you're not meant to do it all and you literally can't? And in order to be a better coworker, manager, boss, spouse, parent, friend, you need to take time for yourself. And that happens by practicing healthy selfishness and ways that you can recharge and refuel so that you have more that you can give away in a better way. And I think it's also important that to emphasize here that, just like we've mentioned already, this selfish time, I'm using the word selfish because I want you to get used to hearing it and not have a negative connotation with it. And in order to take that time to be selfish and to recharge, it's not just physical. Like, your health matters and physical is important. Trust me, working out, it releases a lot of stress and frustration, and it releases positive endorphins, and it's just a really good regroup. Like, think about it, of you're sweating out the stress and the bad things so that you can refuel and fill your cup from a really healthy, empty place of, I only have space for good things right now. But your mental health matters too. So in this time and space, like, for example, I'll take my dog for a walk, and sometimes it's a longer walk just because I know I need the extra fresh air and time to just release that stress. And I'll pop in my AirPods and I'll be listening to a podcast or an audiobook, like things that are speaking life into me and helping me to regroup and reframe my mind from the stress and negativity back to the positive thoughts, the positive focus, and just opportunity and seeing the good perspective and endless just hope in everything. Because when we're feeling negative and overwhelmed, everything just feels like it's going wrong. And I don't use the word everything lightly. I try not to generalize and be all encompassing, but I don't know, when I'm feeling stressed and especially tired and overwhelmed, it just seems like everywhere I turn, everything that happens is just like, ugh, can anything go right? Yes, there's a lot that's going right. But when you are that stretched thin and drained and exhausted and stressed and just irritable, you don't see it. You don't see the good. And so that's why you have to pause. Pause in your day, even if you need to. Take 10 minutes. I'm sure whatever the day looks like, trust me, when I've been go, 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 I sometimes will just close my door and I'll set a timer, or I'll put on some music that I love that just puts me in a good place, and I'll listen to two or three songs, which is about 10-ish minutes. And it just lets me take some deep breaths and regroup so that when I open my door, I'm in a better place to have good exchanges, to have good conversations, to have a better head on my shoulders. And so those are the things that we need to practice throughout the day and intentionally scheduling time in our weeks and in our weekend. And you don't always have to do it by yourself. These can be with best friends, with family, with your spouse. It's really good for you guys to refuel together. It's healthy to have alone time and to be able to regroup on your own so that you're not together all the time. But it's also healthy to do it together so that you can be in a good place and regrouping and relaxing and refueling together, where you can have good, healthy conversations without the external stresses and the anxiousness and all the things that are trying to pull your attention and your time away. So remember, it's not just being selfish alone, but it's also being selfish with the people in your life who matter the most, to include them in that so that you guys are having good conversations and staying in sync. Also, I want to keep in mind that part of being selfish and some tips that I want to give you when you find yourself in situations where you're not sure how to handle it or how to turn it around a little bit is, one, make sure you have people in your life and in these situations who are supportive of you. I find that, for example, I have a meeting that is ongoing. So we meet once a week to discuss different things, and there's a group of us together, and we've known each other for a few years now. And I always can't stay on the call for the duration that everybody else can. We'll cover the things that we need to cover, and then sometimes it's just catching up and it's extra. And it's great because it allows us to connect and just have some good communication outside of the task list or the call. And I did not ever really know how to exit it. And this goes in any situation. I almost never talk on the phone. I don't consider myself good at talking on the phone, but I gotta be honest, I'm also not good at getting off the phone. Like, I'll literally sometimes just hang up the phone and then I'll text the person and be like, oh, I guess we lost connection, because I just don't know how to end a phone call. I've literally sat in my driveway for over an hour on the phone because the other person wants to chat, which I love. I love having phone calls and catching up, but I'm in my driveway. Like, I need to go inside and I need to do things, but I didn't know how to get off the phone without feeling rude. Now, I have honestly been on the phone with others and I've tried to study and pay attention to how they end the call. Like, how do they do it where I don't feel, you know, that they're being yucky to me? And it's just like, no, need to get off the phone. I still haven't mastered it. So all that to say, have friends that are supportive and verbalize ahead of time. What I've found that has really started to work for me on these Zoom calls or in a meeting or when I get on the phone with anybody, I'll mention right off the bat, hey, I'm headed to this place. I've got about X number of minutes. So it already is laying the foundation. Or on my recurring Zoom calls or any kind of meeting, I say, hey, I've only got an hour, so I need to wrap up at this time. So everybody knows. So when that time comes, yes, it's still a little uncomfortable if it's mid conversation to say, gotta go. But I've already verbalized it and laid the foundation ahead of time that now I don't need to feel guilty. It's not out of the blue. It's not me feeling like, oh, I'm ditching everybody. They're going to feel like I'm not a member of the team, or I'm not a good friend, or I'm not really present and I just can't wait to leave, because none of that is true. And those are all things that are self-inflicted. Literally nobody has ever said any of those words. That is the self-talk going on inside of my brain, because I'm a people pleaser and I'm so worried that other people are going to think negatively about these experiences. And it's not true. But in order to help combat that, just like with most things, communication is a huge piece of it. And so having friends that are supportive in the situations that you can lean on so that they understand, and if they see that you're struggling to get out of a certain situation or setup, they can help you. And verbalizing ahead of time so you don't feel like there's surprises and you've already communicated expectations. And then just knowing your boundaries and having just set clear boundaries so that in these situations or in any area of your life, you've already predetermined what is acceptable and okay. So when you're in a situation or whatever you find yourself in that arises, you've already determined, hey, this doesn't align with what I said are my healthy boundaries. And so I need to go ahead and remove myself. Or this isn't honoring my healthy boundary of time for my priorities. So now that it's already been an hour, or I've already been here for however much time and we've accomplished what we said we needed to accomplish, I need to excuse myself. And those are all okay things. And honestly, what I found too is in situations where I verbalize those expectations ahead of time for myself, other people are right on board. It's like someone else was waiting for you just to initiate. It's like in school growing up, right? You might have had movie day and maybe you didn't like the movie, or maybe it was scary. And it always took one person, one kid to say, can I go play outside instead? Or can I go do this? I don't really want to watch the movie. And all of a sudden, so many kids got up and left too. It's just like nobody wanted to be that one, because for some reason we were all afraid to speak up and speak out. So know that not only are you helping yourself, but you're probably also helping other people by having good communication, having healthy, selfish practices, and just modeling them for other people too. So I want to encourage you, however this looks in your life, whether personally or with people that you know, getting in the habit of practicing healthy Selfishness for you helps your family, helps your relationships, helps your overall health, because health is physical and mental. But the more that we're stressed, the more that we're overtired and just running on fumes, we're not serving anybody, ourselves or those that we care about. So remember, you do need to be selfish. It is okay, and it is actually a very healthy practice. There is a book, right, as we're wrapping up, I want to mention that I read a few years ago. It is called The Disease to Please. I will link it in this podcast in the notes, so you can click the link and just see it right there. But if you do find that people-pleasing is something that you struggle with, or someone in your life where you can share this book in a very loving way, one of my friends had told me about it, and I just really loved it. It has little quiz tests in it that you can take, and it really just dives in on different levels and helps to reframe your brain and some thoughts and practices that you have. So I would encourage you, it's a very simple read. You can just get it off Amazon. Again, I'll put the link in the episode notes of this podcast. And I just want to encourage you guys as you are going through this week and in general to remember that yes, we love other people and we want to serve them and do well in all areas of our life, but it starts with you. So have healthy practices. And remember, even if you can't fully relate to people pleasing or struggling with honoring yourself and healthy boundaries and practices to take care of your overall well-being, there's someone you know who does. So please go ahead and shoot them over this episode and just let them know, hey, I heard this, I was thinking about you, and I hope it serves you. All right, talk to you soon.
If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.